You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what the hell do we think Sony is doing? Part one of what I can only presume is a multi-part series.
They are my favorite company in the entire world.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Oh, you must love them.
Every single time news is announced and it's fucked or psycho or unhinged or the dumbest thing I've read that day. What movie studio that's associated with? Sony.
Sony. What's that? Every piece of news, including stuff that's happening in the movies in Morbius, how we found out that the Spider-Man in the trailer, no one knows where it came from.
The stuff with Morbius, you haven't seen it,
no,
right?
I have.
Just quickly, it's worth cementing because there's going to be two important things.
Yeah.
One, at the time of recording, me and Jackson haven't seen Morbius. Yeah. I've listened to multiple podcasts that have just spoken through the whole plot.
Yeah, I think I got the plot.
Secondly, he gets vampire powers from bat spit at rule.
Yeah, and secondly, this is being recorded the week of CinemaCon 2022. So we've got lots of fresh CinemaCon content. And let me tell you, Sony.
Thank you. Matter from heaven.
What I'm also saying is that there may be more Morbius stuff that breaks. Because at this moment in time, there's people like, I don't know.
Bad. I ended up watching Morbius at the drive-in because it's a perfect drive-in film.
Yeah, you really jack off.
Exactly. You're like, I don't care what's going on. I remember reading through the trivia, some of the stuff in Morbius, which is just felt like, was Disney / Marvel playing a prank on Sony / this production team? Because there was one bit where I was reading, they shot a whole bit with J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson, and then they had to scrap it because it became very apparent that the Morbius universe was not the same universe as Spider-Man No Way Home.
But on that, which is adjacent to that news, is for the release of Far From Home, No Way Home, like the second Spider-Man movie, they started like a viral web campaign that was like the Daily Bugle to hype up the fact that the Daily Bugle was going to be in it. And people were like, oh my God, fucking hell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough, because we didn't know J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, it was an exciting reveal, sure.
So yeah, there's like a couple of short like news reports that lead up to the events of Far From Home as teasers. And then they did a second season, which was No Way Home, which featured Betty Brant and also referenced like J. Jonah Jameson, because at that point we knew he was in it and everyone's losing their mind. They also did a season 3, which is the Daily Bugle reporting on Morbius.
Well, I want to let
you know. They removed J.K. Simmons from the movie, but they did a whole bunch of promotional material that seems to tie Spider-Man and Morbius together.
I want to ask you guys a question. So the promotional material was like a video thing, right?
Yeah.
And it was like the Daily Bugle was like a video thing or a web series.
Yeah.
Was that thing? Yeah, it's not in Morbius. It's a paper.
It's a
newspaper. It's great. It's beautiful.
But the web series, in their defense, is called the dailybugle.net. This video part is just on their website universe. I mean, it still doesn't make sense because the Daily
And then
at the end, the vulture turns up.
So yes, you get two post-credit scenes.
Michael Keaton's the vulture.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So it's not really like one. It's not really two post-credits. It's one post-credit scene that they've split up for some fucking.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can tell you why they split it up. But when you, I'll let you talk through them. But it's clear because they don't know how to get from part one to part two.
100% So it's the movie finishes on a big wet flop. Everyone's like, I don't care.
Someone's dead. Eyes, another maybe also living vampire.
Morbius make his lady a vampire, I guess. Also, how he learned how to fly is maybe the funniest thing. Because at some point, he's like almost, so he's being chased by cops. Hey, you were in place that people keep dying. Also in this film, it's very, very apparent that, some people's lives are more important than others.
Rules.
There's one moment where he's flying, he's running up the stairs trying to run away from these cops. And like, he's so far ahead because he's got all these powers, he jumps. He's on top of the skyscraper, and then just like out of nowhere, he starts visualizing, or the audience, we get this visualization of this wind buffeting.
Yeah.
And he almost gets like blown off the edge because he can see all this wind buffeting. And at that moment is when this, like, the cop is like, stop, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'll arrest you or shit, whatever. At that point, I'm like, oh, the cop has like wind powers? Is that what just happened? Because the cop was there he's at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
He got there so quick. And I'm like, oh, so is this is a big reveal where it's going to be
is
like
that a police officer Tyrese?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know, and not from the movie, but from Tyrese giving interviews and from people talking pre-movie and from the characters playing, that he has a bionic arm.
Yeah.
That bionic arm is not seen in the film. There is deleted scenes of
He mentioned something about saving a lot.
Yeah. Tyrese Gibson.
Oblique references to a bionic arm only.
Yeah, he has a bionic arm. Two scenes in Morbius, that being one of them. The other one is like, at one point it gets really windy.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell if it's Morbius doing it or if it could potentially be this bionic arm you haven't seen.
Yeah. So I thought it was the cop who is that cop.
It could have been because he's got a bionic arm.
Well, no, it's not. So I just...
Shit!
I just... Oh, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so he goes up there, and so I'm like, okay, we're going to get this weird, like, superpowered, wind-powered cop fighting Morbius. Hell, is this where we're going with this, with this whole thing? But no, he does. He gets arrested, and then that's it. You never really see Tyrese again. And then when he's like, maybe almost gets killed by a train, the wind of the train, he sees that, and he's like, oh yeah, and uses that to fly. And
now
Morbius
can
fly from there on it. It was very confusing because you're like, I don't really know what's happening.
He also kind of flies like in the way that if you pilot, like, I've seen this.
Yeah.
If you're carrying like a pile of loose paper, and the wind
takes it. Well, initially, but then they figured that I guess they just couldn't be fucked doing that. So then they just fly normally, like a regular flying person. Why not? Who cares? We don't care anymore.
Hey, here's something you mightn't have noticed, but it was brought up in another Sandspence Radio podcast, one that I adore, Hey Fam, is that they realized when they were talking through the plot of Morbius that at the start, Dr. Michael Morbius puts a little girl in a coma and then never wakes her up.
Correct. It's real good. Yeah, it's very funny.
But the post-credits.
So it ends, whatever, and then we just get like cuts to a big opening in the sky, big like portal crackly thing.
Yeah. Is there a blue beam?
I think it's like a purpley kind of thing.
I'm counting it.
Sure. And then, like, it's just got Michael Keaton in prison.
Yeah.
As Adrian Toomes, the vulture. And he's just like, whatever, looking at around. And, like, for some reason, he knows that he is currently transported into an alternate.
Awesome.
He knows he's been
done it. Because he goes to a mirror and starts pressing on his face, because also clearly wasn't told how... They must not have known.
Yeah, he starts pressing his face, and then he's like, maybe the food will be better here, or something like on those lines. Like, he clearly knows that he's from an alternate universe straight away.
He just touched his face, and that was enough.
He's like, looks himself in the mirror, he looks the exact same. Ah, yes, I'm in the alternate reality.
Well, yeah, because he looks in the mirror, which implies that he's like, it almost feels like the movie's
different.
Yeah, the movie's like, oh, I look different now.
It's like that was written under the assumption that they would be getting a new actor to be playing Vulture.
Well, no,
but
like,
they didn't change the script when they had the same actor.
Yeah. Russian Doll series too?
Yeah.
Where she looks in the mirror and it's like she's her mum.
Yeah.
Like, I thought maybe they were going to do something like that. Or maybe that was the plan, but then they didn't.
No, it sounds like what happened is that, because originally, and we know this from the trailer and from what the director has said, this movie was kind of finished before No Way Home came out, and No Way Home, for some reason, even though that is a joint production with Sony, seems to have kept Sony entirely in the dark, meaning that Sony then, that movie came out, and they were like, oh, fuck, we got to change Morbius, because it doesn't
make sense anymore.
It doesn't make sense. And they, look, hey, it makes a different type of no sense.
Yeah. I just love the idea of the production of Venom 2. They're like, Marvel going to Sony, hey, Sony, we've got a great deal for you. You can reveal that
your Venom could be in
dude. Your Venom can make it because we're
in
doing a
post-credits scene. We'll make a big deal.
Big deal of it. Venom will. He'll go and be in the Marvel universe. You can do that first. It's gonna be so good. Venom's gonna be in the next Marvel.
Good boys. Because in the trailer for Morbius, you see Michael Keaton as presumably Adrian Toomes saying, yo, Dr. Mike, we should catch up.
Mm.
That's not in it.
No, I know that's not in the movie.
That's not the movie.
No, but that's in the trailer.
Yeah, I know, that's not the movie.
And that
it's
scene
so funny.
In the trailer, now that the movie's out, Because that's when Morbius is in jail, which is in the first like third of the movie.
Yeah, so yeah. They had to rearrange.
Yeah, so they
much.
Had to cut that. And presumably what has happened is they're like, okay, you've come from a different universe yeah. now. We don't know what that's going to look like, so just pretend you've been in another universe and gave him no directions. Yeah. Michael Keaton's like, I guess I'll touch my face.
I bet that's what he does in the Flash. Yeah. Yeah, and I'll say the beautiful words of like, well, I hope they have better food here because yeah. I know that suddenly I'm in a different universe.
And then
yeah.
the second post-credits scene.
We're not finished, right?
Oh, I see.
So then that happens. And he's touching his face. And there's kind of like a news report,
yeah.
which is like...
This is my favorite part of both post-credit scenes, by the way.
It's a random man has appeared in jail. He says he's Adrian. We have no record of who this fucker is. We don't know.
Rules.
So he's starting the proceedings of being released, which I'm like, why do you need to start proceedings? Like a law, like a legal battle?
They make a news report to be like, a guy we don't know is in jail, yeah. but there's no records of him, so we're letting him out.
Yeah, and so yeah, so they're starting the legal proceedings of like basically letting him out.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would you even have that? You'd be like, why are you here?
He's not in jail.
He's not, we don't... It would just be like a baffling situation. You don't have to go to court or be in front of a judge.
Like
hey, a man just broke into a jail and stayed there. Do we need to have a discussion in front of a judge?
I mean, we could arrest him for breaking and entering.
That's like if I went to visit somebody in prison and got lost.
Yeah.
And then the next day they found me wandering around and I was like, I got lost yesterday. They're like, we're going to go to court to figure that out.
So there's like footage like that the news report is showing, which is clearly footage from that scene where he would have met Michael Moore.
Classic.
So they're kind of reusing that footage of him walking down some stairs and they're like, oh, presumably he'll be released soon, blah, 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 blah. It ends. It's beautiful. It's great. Yeah. And then more credit bullshit. And then we cut to Morbius himself driving a car, which we've never seen before.
And where is he? He's in the desert.
He's just in the desert. It's fine. Usually he flies very fast, but no, he's driving very fast.
Hey, Joel Salmon, you've seen Morbius.
Yes.
When is he in the desert in the movie?
Never. Not okay. even a single time.
And in the movies, he ever said, I should go to the desert?
No.
In this post-credits scene, it'll clearly reveal why he's gone to a desert.
So he's just driving real fast, and which is again, if you've paid as little attention as I have to Morbius, you're kind of like, why is he driving?
Why isn't he flying?
Because I'm assuming that flying is faster than driving a car. Also, where do you get
maybe
the money?
He likes
for this
driving a car.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I'm amazed he's doing this for fun, but he's a bit stressed. He looks like he's anxious. He's driving real fast. He gets to a desert, like he stops, but like you know, not like he comes to a stop. He stops.
Okay.
You know, it's all very much like fast action. We've got to do this. And he gets out of his car. He hops a fence, maybe, which goes into a bit of the desert.
Yeah.
And then he just waits there for a moment, like, what the fuck is going on? And then Adrian Toomes, a.k.a. the Vulture, as the Vulture in a vulture suit, just starts flying, like screeching full pelt at Michael Morbius. Michael Morbius, because he's so cool, he doesn't move. He's like, he'll stop eventually. He does.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, whatever, he'll stop. But you're like, is he going to stop? Or am I just going to see the Vulture plow through the
what an ending.
Is this going to be what happens? And Vulture being like, I fucking hate bats. So I'm like, I guess. But he does, and he stops. And then he's just like, I'm around here. I want to do some good.
Hey, I wanted to meet up with you, Morbius. I think me and you can do some good.
I don't know why I'm here. I think it's with
Spider-Man.
Wow.
And then it ends. Because at this point, you're like, does Michael Morbius know who Spider-Man is?
And you also get a shot of Morbius not reacting to that statement.
Well, that scene where he's like, it was in the trailers where he's like, you know, who are you? I'm Venom.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm Michael Morbius. So they cut out the I'm Michael Morbius bit and they just say, I'm Venom. And it doesn't make any sense because no one knows who Venom is.
Yeah, well,
it's also beautiful.
It's referenced in the movie because one cop says, this reminds me of that time in San Francisco that was fucked up or whatever.
It doesn't mention like
he doesn't say
alien. Symbiote is dense because again, Venom calls himself Venom. Never, no one is like, hey, it's Venom.
Hey, that's Venom.
Venom is like, I am a Venom.
People say that's Venom in Venom 2, I think.
Oh, that rules. So Venom's got a good PR.
No, because Venom in Venom 2. Have you seen Venom 2?
No, I haven't, shockingly.
In Venom 2. I don't know why I'm about to say this.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Venom 2.
No one cares.
Yeah.
I know. It feels right to say.
Yeah, I feel
like. That when I say that, even though it is a waste of a sentence, it means that I will not get any arse ache.
Except
for my friends in this room, they're like, what? You can just cut that.
Just say
no.
it.
Just say it.
So Venom and Eddie split up briefly, and Venom goes to a club.
And is
yelling into a microphone.
Saying that he's Venom.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing
Eddie hates Eddie.
Okay. So I'm guessing
he's
Michael
like,
Morbius.
Fuck you, Eddie!
Michael Morbius must have seen footage of that happening.
Yeah.
And presumably the person who's intimidating was like, oh, no, I know that. Venom, ah.
Because otherwise the implication is that Morbius takes place quite a while after Venom 2 to the point where Venom is such a, he's like a household name
yeah.
that Morbius could reference.
Yeah.
which doesn't seem to make any sense.
No.
Here's my question, because this is insane. And we know
enough. And just quickly, so I don't know if you remember, but in Spider-Man Homecoming, where Venom is, where Vulture's from, he doesn't build his suit. The Tinkerer builds his suit.
Oh, so how he acquired a suit in the Morbius
universe.
It's also
a different suit.
It's a little bit different. So I'm guessing also what they're implying here is that maybe, because I don't know why Sony have such a fucking hard-on to do the Sinister Six without any build-up or anything like that. But
there's plenty of build-up.
They just want to fucking do a Sinister Six film.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I think this is the beginning.
It's going to be the classic Sinister Six. Morbius, Venom, Vulture.
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter, El Muerte, or whatever. Never got announced recently, and what fucking Madam Web? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
But anyway, what I really like about this, and this is my question, and I think this is important for the discussion of what the fuck Sony's doing. Do they have a Spider-Man?
Okay, so another thing that happened literally today is that Andrew Garfield announced.
What?
Andrew Garfield announced, and I hope everyone's on the edge of their seat, that he is stepping back from acting for a while.
So because, you would think, you would be like, okay, well, Sony needs a Spider-Man. What Spider-Man does Sony have access to? Well, I guess
Andrew
James Garfield.
They can continue the Andrew amazing
Garfield,
Spider-Man.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Did you call him James Garfield again?
I did. Leave me alone.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
James Garfield rolls off the tongue easier than Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield rolls off the tongue.
Nah, James Garfield.
James Garfield. James Gandolfini. Okay.
Yeah, that's a name.
Anyway, you would think Andrew Garfield, that's our Spider-Man. We're Sony. He's ours. We can't have Tom Holland. We can't have Tobey Maguire.
We can have Tobey Maguire.
But he's not doing it.
But Tobey Maguire doesn't really want
to. He doesn't want a piece of this. And then Andrew Garfield says, I'm actually done acting.
For a bit.
So do Sony have a Spider-Man, or are they just hoping
one will
turn up?
Do you reckon like Andy Garfield caught whiff of Sony like being like, we need a Spider-Man? Man, and so he's quickly like, oh shit, fuck, no.
Andrew Garfield, like when you read the full report, it's like Andrew Garfield, after walking out of his first screen of Morbius, announces he's retiring from acting. I saw the post credit scene, is what he said.
I like to think he was having an interview with his agent. His agent was like, oh, Sony wants to talk to you about continuing Spider Man, and he just like turns around in his chair, looks out the window, and he's like, I quit acting. Saying,
Andrew Garfield quit acting.
I think.
It's not acting for a bit.
And what do you want me to tell Sony? Oh, they'll get the message.
So we have other studios probably asking you to be. So you want me to turn them down?
No.
I'll just have a look at some of these scripts
to see if I feel that
maybe these ones are right for me. But this is more of a statement to Sony.
Yeah. I'm sort of out. It's not worth me being in.
So, here's my theory for what they're going to do. So, one thing they love to do, rush into stuff.
Yes.
And especially, they also love to just jump off random trends.
Uh-huh.
Well, not trends, but as in like, okay, this is popular. It's not necessarily something we tried to do, so let's just take a part of that.
I think I've got an idea maybe where you're headed, but I'm going to hold it because
I honestly think what they're going to do is the Spider-Man in this universe will just be Miles Morales.
Okay.
Live action with no build-up, no explanation to why Miles is Spider-Man, and maybe not even a reference to Peter Parker.
How about this? The Sinister Six are fighting Madame Web.
That's also good.
But
they say Spider-Man.
They do say Spider-Man.
That's a slip of the tongue. Don't worry about it.
It is Sony.
Don't think about it.
Do they have access to Spider-Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, like, Into the Spider-Verse got Miles Morales as the protagonist. So,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
they got
access to him.
And they'll be like, well, people love Miles.
Yeah.
Let's just do Miles.
You just gave us a little window into the Sony board meeting.
They're looking at the I quit acting thing and like,
Let's just do Miles. What about Madam Web? Well, we said Spider-Man. We also put Spider-Man in the trailer for Morbius.
We didn't even tell the director.
We could just say we don't know what you're talking about when people ask us later.
And people believe us.
Oh, yeah, very much. Okay, this is so fucking easy.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Morbius that said Spider-Man. It was the Vulture that said Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man doesn't exist in this fucking
Morbius
world.
Do you mean Madam Web?
Do you mean Venom? Whoa, make Venom the Spider-Man of the Sony universe.
Well, Venom actually is probably the most popular Sony character that they have at the moment.
We'll get to that. And in fact, we'll get to all of this now.
Yeah.
Which is during CinemaCon. Obviously, Sony put on a press thing.
Of course. Good on them.
CinemaCon, if you're unaware, is what the title says.
Yeah.
It's a convention.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to see this part coming. for cinema.
Oh!
Yeah, and it's usually just like a trailer fuckfest, an announcement fuckfest.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's getting even more announcement-y, fuckfesty, because that's what everyone loves to
yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because, yeah, DC have done it for a while, Sony have done it for a really long time, and now even Marvel are getting in on it. They're getting in on the action, like, what if we announce 7 things?
Yeah, 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 exactly. People anyway, love to announce.
So, what happens? Sony, they're talking about a couple of movies. Then they show footage from an upcoming film. This is not a superhero movie.
Okay.
But this is where the superhero stuff starts. They're like, here's the new movie. It's part of the footage of Bullet Train, which stars Bad Bunny. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, well, Bad Bunny's... we're actually talking about Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
We're actually announcing a new superhero movie, a standalone Marvel film. They go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. By the way, I don't know. I just tell you about, before you go into that, yeah. Speaking of. So, like, you know, in Marvel films where they, like, Marvel, big bang, there yeah. it is on the credits. In the opening credits for Morbius, it's very tiny. Marvel clearly have distanced themselves.
That rules.
I don't know if it was, like, the version I watched or whatever, but it's, like, in association with Marvel. It's right down the bottom. It doesn't yeah. even get, like, it's so small. You're like,
is it the kind of thing you feel like could just slowly disappear over time?
What, the in association with?
Yeah.
Or the Marvel? Logo itself.
It wasn't even, there wasn't a Marvel logo.
Oh, I just said in association with Marvel
today, but it was like so like just on a screen, just like down the bottom.
That rolls.
You could clearly see that Marvel like.
Stop using the Marvel logo, yeah.
Don't do this.
So yeah, Bad Bunny, mm-hmm. they're like, yeah, Bullet Train looks sick, and you're so excited for Bullet Train, and Bad Bunny is one of the biggest music stars in the world. Mm-hmm. That part's not a joke. He is. He's fucking huge.
Yeah, I know.
We're announcing
El Muerto.
Yeah, El Muerto, which is a Spider-Man villain yeah. or anti-hero that I believe was in 2 or 3 issues of Spider-Man.
He's
yeah.
such a like a low-profile character that on the Wikipedia list of Spider-Man villains, which includes every Spider-Man mm-hmm. villain ever, he is the only one that is not a link.
Yeah.
You can't find out anything about yeah. him on Wikipedia.
So I had a quick googs about this character in the 616 universe. And it yeah. seems to be that so he was trained by his entire life by his dad to be the next El Muerto. Mm-hmm. And they're masked wrestlers, and they wear mystical masks, and that grant them power.
Awesome.
Are
they like luchadors? Sanchez, like masked wrestlers? Okay.
So Sanchez, so his name is like Juan Carlos Sanchez. He's like, he never wanted to be El Muerto, so he refused to fight some cunt called El Dorado as part of the ritual for the mask.
Awesome.
And as punishment, El Dorado attempted to kill him.
How did Spider-Man figure out all this?
His dad tries to stop El Dorado, costing him his life. Mm-hmm. However, his bravery earned Sanchez 10 years to train. At the end of that time, Sanchez, now accepting the El Muerto identity, would have to defeat and unmask a masked hero, or El Dorado would come again.
Okay, so
and that's why he goes and fights Spider-Man.
Okay, wow. So
he decides to battle Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He goes to J. Jonah Jameson and he's like, hey, we should set up a wrestling match. During the match, Spider-Man inadvertently poisons him with a stinger that accidentally springs from his wrists. And so Spider-Man takes him to a hospital and I think he recovers or maybe later dies. I don't know.
It's crazy because, like, you know, the basic idea of telling stories about Spider-Man villains without Spider-Man, it is insane.
Yes.
But also, if you're a competent studio, it's not the worst idea in the world.
I've got a bullet points thing for what Zama just said, and like it has the ending, yeah. which is also important. So it's 2 issues. What Zama said, challenges Spider-Man. He actually beats Spider-Man in a fair wrestling match, tries to unmask Spider-Man, which was going to be part of the...
Because the
whole agreement is the loser has to be unmasked.
Yeah.
Then Spider-Man's self-defenses kick in and poisons him. Then Spider-Man looks after him in hospital. Then the villain, El Dorado, comes while Muerto is in hospital to try and kill him. But then Spider-Man and Muerto team up.
Which is
where he becomes the anti-hero part.
Oh, okay.
And then they beat the shit out of Dorado, and then that's it. That's the only time
And then he's never seen or spoken never or seen heard again. Of again.
It really, the crux of his story is unmasking Spider-Man.
Yeah, which he doesn't do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in a movie.
Okay.
And also the call out to J. Jonah Jameson, someone that Sony can't use.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they can use him. But I guess...
They can't use J.K. Simmons, probably.
No, I think they can. I don't know. It's weird, because I don't know why they cut it. Because I'm like, if it's in the same... If it's not in a different universe, but we've already established that, J.K. Simmons is you know, J. Jonah in multiple realities. So they could have easily just done that. But I don't know why. Unless they were just like very much referring to stuff that has happened in No Way Home and like that. They were like, okay.
Well, we can't.
Well, we either have to get J.K. Simmons back to redo the dialogue, or we just cut this. That's easier. But what if?
Yeah.
How's this? If they could try and do El Muerto as a story, as in maybe they... So they don't need an actor for this. They just need Spider-Man. So a guy in a Spider-Man outfit.
Oh, okay.
So we just get the scenes from Spider-Man wrestling somebody.
Wow.
Initially.
I mean,
like the initial Spider-Man wrestling, like, you know, the where he's power comes great responsibility. So we get that, but then the guy he beats up, we just follow that guy. That's El Muerto.
This feels like a swing for the fences. Okay, but I'm putting it in here.
It ties into the first Spider-Man
movie.
Well,
just a recreation of that.
We don't see.
Yeah.
And this was this is absolutely a swing for the fence, but it's coming really early. I think Sony is going to introduce Spider-Man, like you say, without an actor, and like to be like, we'll figure out who the actor's going to be later.
So you think Spider-Man will not speak?
Yeah. You got to think with Sony brain. Yeah. Sony brain is like, people will get excited that Spider-Man's in the movie. And then when you're like, but who's playing Spider-Man, Sony? They're like, what do you
mean? Don't worry about it.
Shush. Or they either do like a voice modulation thing, kind of like, Jeremy Irons and like the BVS stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like just a generic voice that's kind of like, people are like, well, who is that? Like if they just get like a, like a random or like a established like a voice artist. You know what I mean? Just to kind of be like, okay, cool.
Because, and like the crazy thing is, like with the current, like the way people engage with these movies, is that it would probably work a bit. If you put a Spider-Man in your movie that does not get unmasked, who is Sony's Spider-Man is going to be the main articles that people are producing. But it's funny as well because people are like, it won't be good. I don't, no matter who it is, I don't care. Mm. But damn.
I would say Bad Bunny is a good choice for this character because Bad Bunny recently has been fucking tearing up the WWE because Bad Bunny loves wrestling.
If this is just like a wrestling movie,
it's going to have to be.
Yeah, like I think if they're going to even try to tie it a little bit to Spider-Man, I reckon that might be either he was bumped or he lost to Spider-Man very early on. And if you don't see it, which would be like, you might not see it.
Yeah,
it's just referencing it.
But then that's also tricky because that puts a time on Spider-Man.
Yeah, true.
Say...
No, well, think about the way that they've done this in the past. It's like the San Francisco incident. They're like, ever since your humiliating defeat to that superhero.
To that spidered man.
Spidered man.
He's a bespidered man.
Ever since you lost to that scrawny fuck in the red suit.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't find it. Whatever.
And then when you're like, is that Spider-Man? Sony's like, we're not, so.
We'll never tell. We just don't know.
We just love our fans and we love the speculation. And our fans know best.
Yeah,
Our fans know best.
A wink. And then down the track when it's Madam Web.
True fans.
Hang
here.
On, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah,
notorious retired. Fucking liar to
that's
the press.
True. That's true.
Saying that he's retiring or taking a break from acting because he doesn't want to do it. Could this be misdirection to be like, no, I'm fucking get me cast to this Spider-Man?
Maybe, but where is he cast as Spider-Man? Because with No Way Home, people were like, "Are you in the movie?" And he was like, "No." If he's just like, "I'm out of acting," it's not like there's a situation coming up. Where he could.
Maybe he just doesn't want like people. Maybe he was like, why? I was playing a little secret, like a ha-ha on everybody. Maybe he's like, fuck, I can't be bothered doing that again.
So I just say I'm out completely.
Yeah.
I wonder, does Sony in some way own Tom Holland's Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So could it be Tom Holland's Spider-Man?
Yes.
They could. No, because, but. I don't know. Oh, wait. Because there was a rights issue.
Yeah.
And where Marvel were being kind of cunty, and then Sony kind of like, well, then we'll just take Spider-Man and go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the internet got mad, and Tom Holland cried and was like, please let me in Marvel films. So it's
I'm
fine.
I'm pretty sure Sony have said,
but yeah,
if they use Spider-Man, it's not going to be Tom Holland.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
Because I'm because they have. Sure. Right. Because like they would have the rights to.
Well, I mean, when you look at everyone's favorite movie, No Way Home, it clearly ended in a way where it's like, well, yeah, he's gone back to Sony now, but that's not what happened.
Mm. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just wasn't sure.
I think they do. And like any kind of Spider-Man film has to sort of be in association with Marvel.
Yeah, but it would be if you're Marvel.
Oh, wait. Tom Holland is in Venom 2.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Like, he's only on...
Yeah.
Because they love to do this in post-credits scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's only on TV. He's there. Yeah.
So, again, it's...
But if I was Marvel, I would be like, you are going to muddy the brand of Tom Holland's Spider-Man by putting him in your garbage dog piss.
And they'll be like, they'll be like, that's nice. He's our guy.
Yeah.
We muddies his image already by making Uncharted.
Yeah. That's true. So maybe it'll be Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
You could do some dumb shit. Like Sony could really be just go balls to the wall stupid and be like, well, we're going to make like Scarlet Spider. And like, you know, the Iron Man, that kind of stuff. And they lean into that and they just make it just a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I think in some of like the Civil War stuff, it was like three dudes at one point.
That's true, actually, so, because like they got access to alternate Spider-Man.
And they also can do alternate Spider-Man as well. So they could just grab any.
It's set
anyone.
In 2099 now and we're doing Miguel.
Put this in the bingo cards. You're right. Scarlet Spider's the guy with the hoodie, yeah?
Bill Riley?
Ben Reilly.
I'm thinking Iron
Bill
Spiders.
O'Reilly?
Well, I reckon.
So I was thinking Iron Spider, but yeah, no, Ben Reilly.
Scarlet
they could
Spider,
just do Scarlet
put that on the
Spider,
bingo card. He's a clone of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then
played
you've
by Tom Holland?
No, who cares? Played by anyone.
Played by Tom Holland? Clone of Spider-Man.
Then I guess they can do that without Marvel being like, please leave Tom Holland alone.
Yeah. But so I meant like the Iron Spiders. Like they have access to them as well.
Yeah, that's
true. I assume. Like they've got access to a lot of stuff that they could kind of do real stupid shit with. And they could just do, they could do Ben Reilly.
Well,
like,
I just think that Ben Reilly is...
And then the movie ends with him getting dropped in a smokestack or whatever happens to him in the...
Yeah.
It's the same death as Blofeld.
Yeah, I was going to say Blofeld. That's a fucking crazy ending for Blofeld.
Yeah, just kick a man
in a wheelchair from a helicopter into a smokestack.
As beautiful. A fuck you to... was it? It was no, I think I it was forget. The it was someone that owned the rides to him. They're we don't need him. Fuck you.
But doing
beautiful
this
work.
To him.
Beautiful.
Couldn't have predicted that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You're right, we couldn't have.
That's crazy. This is if they're going to include Spider-Man at all. Because the trick as well of Sony is that if a movie references a thing, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I think honestly, you could easily because the choices that they're making seem so bizarre. Like, even just the characters they have
like
access
song.
To.
Yeah,
so bizarre.
How bizarre. Yeah. So, they're like, rather than going and saying, hey, we're going to make a Spider-Woman film.
Yeah.
Or a, because it's like, I think they got access to a few Spider-Women.
Yeah.
Or to make, like, any of the, all the Green Goblins access to, the Hobgoblins, anything like that. They're choosing, or Black Cat, which I think they are doing a Black Cat.
Yeah,
film
Black
at
Cat
some
movie's
point.
Coming.
They got access to Silk.
Yeah,
which you know is a newer character, but is still kind of like, oh, you could kind of do something. Yeah. They're going, no, Madam Web is our first one.
It does feel like they're scared to use the big characters in case they fuck it up. So they're just like, well, it doesn't matter if we fuck up a Morbius.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
But they started with, you got Venom, you hit Morbius, and they got like, yeah, we're also going to do Madam Web, we're going to do Kraven, and we're going to do
Venom 1
El
was
Muerto.
A sort of cult hit. So you can imagine the
Venom
believing...
1 may... Everyone was like, this sucks. And then it came out... Do you know... I need to double check if this is true.
Yeah.
But, hang on. Let's... Give me 1 second to Google this.
Because, you know, with Venom, it feels like it could be the thing where the first one came out and built them up the tiniest iota of goodwill.
Yeah.
And they were like, well... Let's try again. And then, these subsequent films were so dog shit that they were like, we don't want to wreck a Spider-Man movie. We don't want to wreck a.
And you got to think like Sony. I don't think they realized that Venom 1 was bad.
Yeah. Well, it didn't do well financially, did it?
I think it did.
Oh, well.
JD can double check that.
Yeah, he's checking
so
the tones.
So what am I double checking?
Did Venom 1 do well financially?
Oh, yeah, Venom 1. Okay, so that's what I was looking into. Because I'm pretty sure, so Venom 1 made... A crazy amount of money. Most of it in China.
Okay.
So I don't think any of the execs maybe are even watching these films.
No, I mean, goodness no.
And they're just looking at numbers in terms of like that. And they'll be like, oh, wow, Venom 1 must have been crazy good because it made so much money. Because, you know, you got to think an executive who equates money to good.
Yeah, but so did Venom 2 make that amount of money as well?
Don't think so.
And what about Morbius?
Definitely
not. So then
the takeaway from, I think, I was hearing the internet chatter with Morbius is like, oh, well, people just don't like vampire films. So they've just cancelled or like suspended a bunch of vampire films
in
Hollywood.
But,
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Somebody's which, Dracula, also, which was going to kick off.
Is that by Sony as well or by other companies?
Sure.
I hope it's by Sony. Because once again, Sony taking the wrong lessons.
Shooting themselves in the foot, absolutely.
Yeah. The way a Morbius film crashed, it's probably because he was a vampire. And audiences cannot
People,
relate to
they
vampires.
Don't like vampires. He's not even a real vampire. He's
so
a living vampire.
One of the vampire movies was by Robert Eggers, who did The Northman.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And that's The Northman's a Universal movie, which means that Sony probably didn't cancel his vampire movie.
Okay.
Which means that I guess other studios have looked at Morbius and be like, everyone hates vampires now.
No, they just don't like Sony doing
every
bad
single
superhero
person,
films slash also Jared Leto.
I don't know if this is a bold call or not, but it feels like that every single person associated with marketing or, decision-making in boards for movie studios are fucked in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Big freaks don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. They're all probably fucking 80, haven't seen a movie since the war.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie? Sunset Boulevard. Does that still relate to the kids still love Sunset Boulevard right?
That really shows the, it flips the movies on the head.
Yeah. You know, 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next minute you're not. You know, everyone
there
loves
is Sunset. Movies that exist that you could show to a board of directors that I reckon 6% of them die of a heart attack.
Yeah, guaranteed. 100%.
Showgirls probably killed people.
He's moving their brow. Oh my god, I can't deal with this.
Anyway, so that announcement.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking full on.
Yeah.
Then in the CinemaCon conference. They move across to talk about Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 and Part 2. We won't go into that too much today.
We might
the whole
do a separate basis speculation.
Because that seems like it's at least maybe competent.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit you with a couple of just small things that will then, we'll build on for...
I'll retract what I just said.
So first of all, instead of being Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 and Part 2, it is now Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
We got dates for both of them. We also got this little bit of information. The movies take place across 6 universes and feature 240 characters.
Wow.
The first Spider-Verse had 40.
Wait, was it 240 characters or 240 Spider-Men?
I think it's 240 Spider-Men
Excellent
characters.
News. Excellent news.
But like, wow. It doesn't mean 240 Spider-Men, but it means 240 characters related to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So not just like 240
they will all be named
7
people.
Gwen Stacy's,
yeah.
6
yeah,
Lizards.
Yeah. So stuff like that will
40
count,
Kingpin.
But it's not going to be like... oh my God. Yeah.
It's 40 Kingpins. you can just see they get sloppy. And 100 green... arrows, goblins.
So yeah, they showed 15 minutes of that, and then obviously the guy presenting got too excited by the footage, probably because he was like, fuck, we've actually made a good movie.
Yeah.
And he said any movies opening the same day as Spider-Verse should watch the fuck out. Which is also funny because the first Spider-Verse didn't make money.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Anyway, they talk about another Adam Driver movie and you're like, Joel, why are you talking about this? Like, yeah, Sony keep making other movies. But then they're like, oh, by the way, here's a little surprise. And they show 10 seconds from Kraven the Hunter and Madam Web, a movie that I honestly didn't think would exist despite the fact they are casting it.
Similarly, was like, Madam Web is not a real movie.
Yeah,
they showed footage.
It's insane that they're
filming
doing that. My knowledge of Madame Web is just like a geriatric woman who wears like giant visors from the Spider-Man animated like TV series from the 90s.
She's like a spider grandma that is like gives Spider-Man good advice.
Yeah.
What the hell can the Madame Web movie
be
about?
Isn't there somebody from 50 Shades? What's her name?
Yes. What's her name? The girl from 50 Shades, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dakota
Johnson?
Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
So they've cast Dakota Johnson. I'm assuming not as a grandma.
Yeah.
Unless they like fuck her up with prosthetics.
How awesome that Sony is doing a Madame Web origin story. Obscure character nobody cares about.
No, they're not doing an origin story.
You don't think so?
No. And they're going to make her Lady Spider-Man.
They also cast Sydney Sweeney, who is one of the most popular actors out of Euphoria. I don't watch Euphoria, but I should because apparently it's real good.
Yeah.
But also apparently it's just horny teens taking drugs. So maybe it's also bad. Also, Drake produced it. Maybe I hate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I know who Sydney Sweeney is just through like existing. Yeah.
Well, because again.
So they've cast, like Dakota Johnson has like pretty big credibility.
She can act.
Like she's a name. And Sydney Sweeney has hype.
Yeah,
so
Maybe it'll be good.
Two options here.
Yeah. Baffling still.
Oh, 100%. So either you're going to get like a, this is the origin of Madame Web, and we're going to introduce Madame Web as the audience knows and loves her as a spider grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to set this in the 40s. And it's going to be maybe like a weird war film with like spiders and shit. Or like even earlier and a weird
like a
1920s
film. She becomes Spider-Man because she gets the bomb dropped on her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like a weird like, you know, 1920s or even like early 1900s or with like turn of the century.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, old like, you know, a Dickensian spider woman, whatever it is going to be. Either going to have like a period piece that was also like spider shit, or they're going to be like, no one knows Madame Web. What if we just call it Madame Web, but it's going to be set in the now times. We've got young and the sexy. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a hot spider lady. And then that's going to be that. And then they're going to be like, people maybe love this. And even though no one did, people love this. Let's make her
the Spider-Man.
Okay, so the villain of the Sinister Six.
So like,
or, so there's no Spider-Man in Sony Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
So you just have Madame Web. Vulture gets confused. Vulture like goes after her and is like, I notice you guys don't have a Spider-Man, but you're the closest thing to it. Send me back.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm thinking that we should team up and do some good Madame Web. You're also in the Sinister Six.
Like,
I don't think it's going to be a period piece solely because Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney don't. Like, if you're making a period piece, you are Sony.
Yeah.
But at least, like, they don't have...
You got to remember you're Sony.
You know,
they don't have, like,
kind
the
of
classic...
modern looking, almost.
You know what
yeah.
Which is a crazy thing.
No, I know, yeah, but...
if you're making... For an example would be, if I was deciding I was making a movie set in the 50s Hollywood, I would be more likely to cast someone like George Clooney than it would be Brad Pitt, because Brad Pitt 100%. Now looks a bit like a...
I am casting John Hamm. I'm not casting Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
You can put like, Tom Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. You can make them up to look like the 1920s, you know?
Yeah, except basically,
or the roaring 40s. Yeah.
I guess
you could turn them into flappers. I think that would be fine.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. You know, some actors, there's like eras they work in, eras they don't.
Matthew McConaughey, great for the 70s and now.
Yeah. But you could not imagine Matthew McConaughey in a period piece.
He can be in the 80s, but he has to be sad and out of touch.
Yeah. But in the 70s, he can be full horn dog.
Yeah, he can be 90s, he's...
I can't imagine him in the war. I don't know. He might have already done a war film. I can't imagine him doing it.
Tom Hiddleston, conversely, looks weird in modern movies.
Yes!
He should stop being in anything about 1935. That's the end of his time period.
And that's okay.
That's fine. He's got one of them faces.
Yeah.
That's good even.
I can, because basically now what my brain's trying to do is like imagine Sydney Sweeney or Dakota Johnson as Daisy in Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, because she's played by... That's an actress I love whose name I always forget. She's in Drive.
Oh, yeah. I know
she's
who you
married
mean.
Married to Marcus Mumford. Why can I remember his name? Of Mumford and Sons.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyhooms. He's going to be dwelling on that.
He's going to be destroying
it. No, that's okay. It's good. I passed on. Anyway, so Madame Web is real.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And like, Madame Web being real also takes away from the impact that Also, Kraven the Hunter is real, which is again something that, like,
saw a still of Aaron Taylor Thomas or whatever his name is.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Sure. As he's running as Kraven, but he's got like fake feet on, because I'm assuming they're going to CGI his feet to be big, or like at least Kraven the Hunter is barefoot. For some reason, that is a big part of his character. So, but you know, the actor can't run on like,
in
the streets of New York, in barefoot. So he's got these big fake feet on, and it looks very good and real bad.
That rolls.
It's going to suck.
Would I?
Kraven the Hunter set photo show Aaron Taylor Johnson wearing signature necklace.
Let's care about the dumbest shit.
Kraven
with his necklace and
his signature face for his necklace.
Oh, God, Craven's barefoot in this.
Fuck. But what I
his signature necklace, by the way, has like one tooth on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also not it's not. It just looks like he's wearing like a shark tooth necklace.
But look at his feet. Look at his feet.
Yeah, he looks stupid. What fucks me up the most about learning that Madam Web is real is that that means any possible, because like Sony, you know, they announce all these movies, and I was like, well, yeah, but most of these won't get made. But I guess most of these will get made.
They're in their making era.
Yeah. So they just don't give a fuck. They're just, this is like the definition of throwing good money after bad.
Yeah. And then they conclude by being like, Venom 3 is happening. Also, Ghostbusters The Afterlife 2 is happening.
Yes.
How are they? You can't.
So, should we talk about other films in development as well? Sure. Given that Madam Web and Venom 3 and El Muerto are probably real.
Wait, I have a question.
So here's the thing. Before you fire into that, Jackson, we've gone through that list before, and I don't think any of those are happening. Because if they were,
we would have announced
it. No, because El Muerto has a release date already. And it's like it's Jan 2024. So I don't think any of these are happening.
There are some 2020 things in here that maybe
they have a release date of 2020.
No. But there were things that were announced or discussed in 2020, which is pretty recent. I can't believe Sony's not doing a project now that I know Madam Web is happening.
Okay, if El Muerto's coming out in January 2024, maybe they're doing like a low budget version of like, it's like a weird wrestling film. And like, they want to do a low budget because
that's 2 years. If they've secretly been like, because they've cast it,
they should make a low budget. They shouldn't chuck a lot of money.
They're going to put a hundo mil on it. It's going to look like it was made for 15 mil, and everyone's going to be like, oh, looks like shit.
Okay, here's a question. Are these films that Sony are putting, are they actually going to be interconnected? Are they going to try and tie them together, post-credits or not? Are they going to do this, or are we just getting standalone shit?
El Muerto, standalone. The others will be connected is my call.
I think they're all going to be clumsily attempted because... Like, you know, you sometimes talk about how the DCEU, and you know, this was part of the big merger or whatever the fuck happened recently, how they're like, oh, there's no through line, right? But they have a bit of a through line, and then Marvel obviously has what you maybe could call the strongest through line. Sony
has the strongest through line. It's just also big now. A thick through line.
Yeah.
Sony Pictures. Sony has no through line. So I don't think, they're all being connected, but clumsy. Like,
what are they aiming for?
Nothing. They're not aiming for anything.
If you look at, like, say, the MCU initially, it was like, we're aiming for like a big combination of all our characters to make, you know, well, the Avengers. Avengers 1 was our big kind of like through line. Yeah. And from that, we will then hopefully go towards more the Thanos thing, and so we're going to do the Infinite Saga. So that was their through line. So you got DCEU, and they were like, our through line is making the JLA, our second or third film, I forget.
Third? It's their third film?
Their through line was at least like, we want to get like all the Justice League together to unite the seven or maybe six of the characters that were
whoever
there.
Whoever ends up.
It was meant to unite the seven, but then they cut a character before they even, I guess, made the movie.
Yeah. That rules. So then they were like, that was our through line. We were going to do this. What is Sony's? And I believe it is a Sinister Six film.
Baby, I think that's something they'd like.
I don't know. They
a Sinister
keep
Six
it.
Film, yeah. It'll be because it'll be Venom, Morbius, Kraven, Madam Web for some reason.
El Muerto.
And.
No, but who are they fighting? I think they'd be
fighting. Oh, Vulture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fighting Madam Web. I genuinely think either Madame Web or Venom is going to fill that Spider-Man role because they're going to be like, fuck this guy in the eye.
No, because we know that Venom hates Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So Venom.
And here's what I keep thinking is that so much of Morbius was changed to reflect No Way Home, which means that Sony, even if they would like eventually, ultimately, to do a Sinister Six movie, they'll change whatever they can to just try and get people watching their movies. So I think that, like, at the end of Venom 3, maybe there'll be a reference to Vulture or Morbius, but it might not mean anything. You know what I mean?
I think there's a big chance that we just keep getting movies of a similar quality of Morbius coming out. Yeah, and that's pretty funny.
No, it's hilarious.
So good. It's just dog shit.
It's funny because we've just gone like, after years and years of mostly avoiding it, all of a sudden Sony's like, remember early 2000 superhero movies? Yeah. They're back.
Yeah. You're getting kind of like a bug in basement. Like
every single superhero movie is about becoming the superhero where they're only the superhero for like the last third of the movie and it sucks.
And it's somehow all the worst parts of early 2000 superhero movies with all the worst parts of modern superhero
looks
movies.
Looks like shit. Weird casting.
Yeah.
Like constant references and winks and nods, but not really.
Yep.
Not winks and nods
guys
anyone cares
with bionic
about.
Arms that never come up.
Oh, speaking of Morbius, Tyrese Gibson, I think, believes that his character becomes Blade, which is also because he's signed like a four or five-bitch deal.
Is he going to be in the other movies then, maybe?
I think, well, to be honest, I think what happens is you sign on for a multiple pitch a deal just in case that one explodes. Yeah, so, like, because they would hate to be like, hey, Tom Hardy, you're doing Venom for one movie, then that makes 80
million. And then they're like,
Tom
Hardy come back and he's like, yeah, I will for, you know, X amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
well,
sure.
I want to try and find this quote from Jared Leto because it's very funny. But while I try and look at that, did anyone see any of the press release for Morbius?
No.
I saw the press, the Jared Leto being interviewed by a VTuber. And it's some of the funniest thing that you can actually watch online because Jared Leto, a 50-year-old man, has no idea what is really going on.
He is so confused.
And he's a little fascinated.
He keeps on being like, your character's a little cute little character there. And they're like, thank you. It's very funny. He's very afraid. He's 50 years old. Like, full on, guys. Come on.
So I believe it has been cancelled, or like definitely not even greenlit, but like a Morbius sequel would be like, no,
surely not,
right?
I reckon they will wait until maybe like home release or until it's like full, they can
fully. Maybe they're waiting for those sweet DVD sales. But yeah, I don't think Sony, I think Sony is just improvising, you know? They're just
I think they're going to be 9DB.
They're just trying their best. Whatever the next thing, they're just chasing that dragon of trying to get people to watch their movies, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Because again, I think Sony isn't going to use Madame Web as their Spider-Man because they think maybe they'll get Spider-Man at some point.
Well, no, because that's another thing. They're also stuck in limbo.
Yeah.
Because like, at any point, they could just have Spider-Man and the MCU can't use it anymore because it just almost happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're like, you don't want to hedge your bets. You don't want to be like, okay, we're going to start writing our movies around Madame Web because
if all of a sudden
you get Tom Holland?
Yeah, because that's bigger.
Yeah. So you got to write.
There's just going to be constant references to
it's gonna be
Tom
like,
Holland without Tom Holland being in it.
Yeah, it's like the Spider-Man in the Morbius trailer where they're like, when questioned, they were like, yeah, we don't know how that got there. You know what I mean? When obviously you did, Sony. You put it in your trailer. Well, you're not idiots. And when at the end they're like, we couldn't use J.K. Simmons or whatever. It's like, well.
Oh, it's like, they could. They just like, we just, the things that we set was very clear that we were no longer in the No Way Home universe. We just scrapped it.
Yeah.
So they can use J.K. Simmons.
No, but that's what I mean. It's
I can't
that
wait
kind
for
of
those
thing
footage,
because just
that footage will definitely end up online at some point. And I would love to see how tied in it's going to be. Like, as in, if J.K. Simmons is like, and after unmasking Spider-Man, we now have this vampire menace. Just when the city of New York hasn't suffered enough
from Venom, which is in San Francisco.
But also Venom in San Francisco, Spider-Man right here, and Morbius now also right here. Dr. Michael Morbius, meant to be an upstanding citizen, and I hope he takes down that spider menace.
All right, so here, this is finally found, like, the quote, I guess,
from what
Jared Leto was talking about when he's talking about not just this film, Morbius, but maybe the sequel. And also, I think this maybe is a hint as into what Sony were wanting to do, or at least maybe where they're headed, because I think this is where, like, I think I might be right with their through line.
All right.
So according to Jared Leto, the first movie is a first date, and he envisions many more Morbius movies to come. We're just getting to know each other, Leto says. This is us kind of at the first step forward, and I just think if you look at Wolverine, you look at Batman, you look at a lot of these films, and they evolve over time. You know, there's a relationship that develops there, and who knows? But the Sinister Six, head-to-head with Spider-Man, we'll see what the future holds.
Oh, okay.
So clearly, maybe some execs are like, we're going to be doing a Sinister Six Spider-Man film.
That's all. Do you think then Sony is like, is their aim to have the comics accurate Sinister Six?
Nah. Their aim is to have a Sinister Six fighting a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because again, kind of like the Avengers, where it's like, oh, all these other characters have come together on screen and now we're seeing it. They kind of doing a like, oh, why don't we do the reverse? All these villains coming together on like separately on screen, coming together to fight a Spider-Man. And they, for some reason, think that's a great idea because they've been trying to do this
for years.
Since Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing they probably want to do it for Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. I would not have been shocked if there was a clash somewhere behind closed doors.
Yeah, yeah.
If Sam Raimi was like, I don't want to do that. They were like,
no, but.
Well, that's weird because I reckon if they let Sam Raimi continue, he probably would have done Sinister Six because the whole clash with Raimi and Sony was Sony were like, you got to include the 90s stuff. And Sam Raimi was like, I think the 90s comics are stupid.
They were.
And I think that the 70s comics are good.
Are.
And that's why like Venom becomes an issue. Because they're like, put in Venom. He's like, I hate Venom so much.
So hang on. It's.
But Sinister Six
is Doc Ock, Green Goblin.
Mysterio.
Again, there's been many.
Yeah, no, I know, but there's an iconic one. I'm just trying to figure out who they don't have.
Scorpion, no.
Is it Electro or Shocker?
Yeah, Electro. Green Goblin, Doc Ock, Electro,
Mysterio.
Vulture, Mysterio.
Lizard,
yeah, okay. So they own none of them.
They do.
Well, they got Vulture.
They got Vulture, yeah.
So the founding
members.
I think
they've got all of
them. Oh, sorry, here you go. Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, right.
Mysterio.
Yes.
Okay. Doc Ock.
Yes.
Vulture.
Yes.
Sandman. Electro.
A Sandman.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
So again, they do. They can. They've got the rights to these.
Yeah.
Guns.
Yeah. Yeah. So they could.
They could just do this, you know. But instead,
imagine
they're going to do Kraven the Hunter, not Mysterio. They're going to do Morbius.
Yeah.
What if? This is my swing for the fence.
Yeah.
What if they're not building? Because he doesn't say, "Let's get together and do some bad." He says, "I think we can work together and do some good."
Yeah.
What if we're not building towards a Sinister Six? But that Sinister Six will exist with Kraven the Hunter, like the one you just said.
Yeah.
And they're actually building a good team to fight the Sinister Six that they're not introducing
in
solo
films. Because, I mean, like, that's not a bad point because every single one they've introduced has not been a villain. Mm-hmm. They're all anti-heroes.
Well, because, again, the characterizations of, like, the Vulture in the Spider-Man film, like, he's robbing from the rich or whatever, but, like, ultimately, he's not completely evil?
He has
a kind of redemption arc and he does not sell out Spider-Man at the end. Like, he seems to be, in terms of villains, he's like, oh, I got caught. I'm going to do my time. I got a little bit like, you know, angry that I thought like the world owed me so much and all this kind of stuff. And Stark fucked me hard. And then I tried to do all this kind of stuff and then I got fucked over by the government.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I was just trying to get what was mine, what was owed to me.
Yeah.
I did my time and I deserve this. And so he's like that kind of like almost like a blue collar criminal.
Well, it's so funny to imagine Sony making a good Sinister Six, as in a Sinister Six comprising of. Like anti-heroes. I don't mean like a good
the Sensational Six.
But I mean like these are. But then also, if they have access to Spider-Man, they'll want Spider-Man to kill this or fight this. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't ever get access to Spider-Man, then I can imagine them making a movie about.
They have access to Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, but if they don't. It's unclear.
I think they do, but there might be an agreement with Marvel that we don't know about that they can't bring in their own Spider-Man.
I think
but
if they had access to Spider-Man that unfettered, we'd have seen Spider-Man.
But I also think that I've definitely heard like Tom Holland and stuff like that, because it was speculation that there's a chance that Tom Holland will be playing Spider-Man in both, and it'll just be like, oh, it's a different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then No Way Home came out, so now it's like, It's hard to do that because you can't.
Yeah. Do whatever you want, really.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you can cast anyone. You can do that. You can do this.
Yeah, but I think if they could, they'd have done it by now.
No, yeah, that's what I think. I think that they might be able to cast a new Spider-Man with Tom Holland still contract. Oh, yeah, because Tom Holland would be contracted by Sony.
Yeah.
And also, Tom Holland has three more films coming out.
Yeah.
Which Venom 3, Morbius 2, and Modern Web. and yeah, just quickly a reminder that Jared Leto has been in 5-6 movies since 2016. And the last movie he made that made money was in 2016, and it was Suicide Squad, which sucks shit.
Yeah.
Why do we keep putting Jared Leto in movies?
I don't know.
A nightmare on set. He's an awful person. Not a good actor.
Yeah.
And his movies don't, like, people clearly don't want to see him.
When did he start method acting? Because it's the funniest. Any quote from him about method acting might have been
Chapter 27.
That is great news.
That's such a long time.
He was an executive producer on that, too.
That is insane. So I don't know if you know this, Jackson, but he had to put on weight to play Mark David Chapman.
He didn't have to put on weight.
No, he had to put on weight to play Mark David Chapman so he could shoot Lennon and be like, I'm in character.
Yeah.
He was like, I know how to method act this character. I'm going to just get fat. Not trying to be like, I'm not going to get into psych. I'm not going to try that and be rules. Like, why would I be, you know, obsessed with this man enough to shoot him? No. I'm going to get fat. So he, in his apartment, he got a wheelchair, which is a recurring thing for the old mate Jared.
He likes to be in wheelchairs.
He got a wheelchair and he moves around his apartment and drank ice cream. Mixed with olive oil, mixed with soy sauce to gain that weight.
Why do you put the soy sauce in?
Yeah, I don't know, extra calories. Tastes good.
His method acting started in the year 2000 with Requiem for a Dream.
Did he become a junkie?
No, he lived with a junkie and shot up water.
Shut up.
That doesn't seem good for you.
That's,
I mean, better than heroin. Not as fun. God damn, Jared Leto. What are you doing?
Before filming began, Jared Leto lived on the streets of New York City with a group of heroin addicts. Went as far as shooting up water while living with a group. People would be uncomfortable if they're shooting up and you're not. I wasn't sharing a needle. The actor was also refrained from sex for 2 months prior to shooting. And then points out that he was dating Cameron Diaz at the time.
Well, at least, like, you know, she was of age.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. And did he have his cult?
He lost a whole bunch of, no, the cult comes later.
Okay.
The cult is like post the kill, like the song. Because 30 Seconds to Mars explode.
Again, we know, he's got a cult, bit of a sex pest, his movies suck, and he's a bad actor. Why is
he in films? Why is Jared Leto in movies?
Why is he getting interviewed by VTubers?
Requiem for a Dream almost killed him because he also lost a whole bunch of weight. I was in a constant state of hunger. I started fainting when I was on set. My bone marrow dropped 400 points. I don't even fucking know what that means.
400 points from what? Points of what?
My liver fucked marrow up. Points. I was miserable. Yeah. It was a painful, dark place.
Well, I said Christian Bale for the Machinist lost so much weight his ass cheek fell off for a bit.
That's full on.
It just came out of the pelvis or something.
Oh, Christian Bale also needs to, well, he has.
He's the calm down.
Yeah, he does now. I feel like Jared Leto took his spot. But yeah, apparently, so Requiem for a Dream almost kills Jared Leto. He stops method acting until 2007 for chapter 27.
This is the one that needs it.
Did he receive a lot of praise for his method acting for Requiem for a Dream?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so he got the wrong message somewhere along
the way. Requiem for a Dream was well received, became a whole cult. I personally think the movie, and this is a controversial opinion, mostly sucks.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that when you watch it now, you're like, this isn't harrowing. It's mostly stupid. But the stupid part is actually the best bit because the mom character, that story is sick.
Yeah. Mm.
Jared Leto, though, fuck off. Multiple movies do that way better. Trainspotting is a significantly better example.
Yeah, that monologue by her. Oh, my gosh. So
yeah, mom gets addicted to diet pills, which is amphetamines.
Yeah.
Way cooler thing to be addicted to. She thinks she's on TV, but she's not. She's just cool.
She's very cool.
But yeah, Requiem for a Dream sucks.
Yeah.
Well, and Jared Leto sucks, and stop giving him roles because he doesn't even make you money.
Yeah, it's baffling.
He looks like Super Mario in House of Gucci and says he bleeds olive oil when you ask how he got into the role, and then everyone's like, I hated working with him on set.
Oh, yeah, all the sex pests he did in First Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I hate to open up a new bag of worms at such a late hour of this episode.
Yeah.
But is there any mentions of a Jared Leto in a certain leaked emails? certain Sony.
Great question.
I, in my many, many, many hours looking through Sony leaked emails, I don't think I've ever come across Jeremy.
I think what we really desperately need at this point, I think this would be a sort of a Hail Mary for Sony, is another leaked emails. I think if it happened again, that would be like Christmas for the BS boys.
After- so look, Seth Rogen, if you're listening, if you want to, I don't know, make a film about another world leader that might lead to some leaked emails that
we
your
would
boys
not
can bend poor over?
We would not complain.
I'd be happy to do that. Just saying, maybe have a think about it.
Dallas Buyers Club is the third time Jared Leto starts method acting. Doesn't break character to the point where Matthew McConaughey doesn't meet Jared Leto until the wrap. But also, like...
They won an Oscar,
Dallas Buyers Club, he has HIV and AIDS in the film.
Yeah.
Jared Leto. So Jared Leto's character, who is trans, so she has HIV and AIDS in the film.
Yeah.
So Jared Leto, in real life, just lost a whole bunch of weight, waxed their entire body, shaved their eyebrows, and refused to break character. So was just pretending to have AIDS in real life, which is insane and so in poor taste.
Oh, my fucking Lord. Why? What? Does Jared Leto
and
have...
And then Matthew McConaughey's like, Leto and I didn't move until after the final scene of the movie. When we finished... When we finish It's a Wrap, I turn around and go, Leto, how's it going? And he says, it's going all right, McConaughey. That was fun. That was the first interaction they had.
My God.
Does Jared Leto have, like,
friends
dirt on people Hollywood somehow?
Unless directors hate actors and they just keep hiring Jared Leto to punish everyone else on set.
Morbius.
That makes more sense because he was a nightmare on the set because, again, he's like, my character, Michael Morbius, he's all fucked up. He can't walk good. So I need to.
I just like to quickly say, shut the fuck up, Mamma Mia, because on the Dallas Buyers Club, Leto was cast in his most challenging role yet, the Joker.
Because he's like, he's in crutches for like a good maybe half of this film.
So he just
and so he's like, I'm only going to be in crutches, which then held up like so much filming because he's like off to use the bathroom, for example. They compromise on him using a wheelchair. They compromise by being like, I guess you can just use
what's
a wheelchair.
Going on? That's such a big mystery.
I don't.
Why would you keep putting him in your movies?
I hate Jared Leto so much.
We all do. It's fine. You can hate Jared Leto.
I hate that period of time where everyone was like, because I always hated him, so there was a period of time where I was like, no, he's real good. No!
I did like him in Phone Booth, but that might be the only film that I like that no one else
does. It's scary. The guy from 24 is going to shoot you with a gun or whatever. Yeah. I've seen Phone Booth. Don't get off the phone.
Don't get off the phone. Don't answer the phone.
And just to bring us home, I just got a quick PSA for any media outlet. And I guess also film fans, people that like comic book movies, stop pretending that the Joker is the most fucked up character you can play. The Joker is a clown from a comic book. That's fucking crazy. Jack Nicholson didn't fucking care he was the Joker. He just got paid a lot of money. Heath Ledger, tragedy, not related to...
It finished the Joker.
If anything, the fucking Dr. Parnassus is the scary role. Shut up!
Who was the guy? I forget the actor, but they were like, method acting's fucked up, because you never ever hear about anyone method acting a nice person.
That was... Robert Pattinson said that, also what's his name? He's a classic Hollywood guy from like the 60s or 70s because he was.
Well, why don't you just act? Have you ever tried acting?
He said that to Dustin Hoffman.
He died Olivier? On set. He drank too much.
Olivier. Is that his name?
Maybe him. He's the one that died instead of Gladiator because he.
That's a great way to die. And if you don't know about this, so I'm pretty sure his name's Laurence Olivier. You can find out who we're actually talking about by this story. Whilst filming Gladiator, he went to a sailor's bar and challenged sailors to a drinking contest, and I think it's something like he drank like 10 to 20 shots and like 10 pints and just went to his hotel room and died.
What a way to go.
Oliver Reed.
Olivier, who's that?
He
unless we've combined two people.
I think we might have combined
maybe
maybe. But oh yeah, Oliver Reed was the hero on the set of Gladiator. He challenged a bunch of sailors.
And Laurence Olivier is the one who said, "Why don't you just try acting?"
Yeah. Yes, it
rolls. Method acting is the biggest. Yep. Nothing.
And I think Mads Mikkelsen has recently come out and said, don't method act. What if you method act and it was bad and everyone hates you and your film is shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good because in the direct quote, he says, what if it's a shit movie?
Yeah, which happens. Which happens
to a certain particular method actor.
And that quote was said after Morbius had come out. So it's almost like Mads Mikkelsen.
A direct accusation.
So, yeah. In conclusion, Joker, not hard to play. Jared Leto should be in jail or at least stop being in jail. Oh, yeah. In jail. Shots with a gun. Oliver Reed is my personal hero. Laurence Olivier, also good.
Yeah. So this question of what the hell is Sony doing? I don't fucking know.
Open up whatever your music streaming device is. Type in Weedus, a band that performed Teenage Dirtbag.
They had
a fight with Sony and they released an album called Yuck. Suck Phony.
Yeah.
Phony spelled with an F because it actually is Fuck Sony. Sony.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
It's a great album. Big fan.
I haven't heard it since, I reckon, 2004. I reckon it's still good.
Now's the perfect time to crack it out.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.